Kua tai, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight, where someone spotlights a book they love, and I'm delighted to have Josh in the studio with me this morning.
Woo! Yes, been a while. Haven't been in the studio in a minute.
Was it one of your easier trips up the stairs?
I was like, yeah. Nothing. It was a breeze, you know. Oh, I'm a master stair climber at this point. One good leg, one pretty much good leg, you know. There's nothing.
That's all we need.
It's one pretty much. I'll give it like 85%.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
It's pretty good.
Now, tell me, are we diving into fantasy this
week? We're not today. I know. Bold of me. I know. I know. Shocker. No, today we're diving into a fantastic book by... I'm going to say this wrong, but Ferdia Lenin, I'm pretty sure it's like that,
or Lenin. I love that name,
Who is a Irish author, and it's called Glorious Exploits, and it is a very, very interesting story. It's the story of two out of work, set most of the time drunk and slightly mad, ancient Greek potters
who live on a small island
town in Sicily. And Athens tried to invade Sicily. This has actually happened in history in 1412 BC, and they failed. It's one of the few places the Athenians failed. And so Sicily had this big quarry full of all of these Athenian prisoners of war.
Right.
And these two drunken potters, the wonderful Lampo and Gellin. Gellin gets the idea in his head that he wants to put on an ancient Greek play. He wants to put on one of the play of Euripides. And so he thinks, I know, I will use all of these prisoners of war Athenians to be my actors.
Oh, nice.
So he gets his friend Lampo along with him, and they start the journey of going down every day, feeding the Athenians little bits of bread and cheese and wine and olives, and slowly figuring out who already knows it, who can we, you know, use to cast this play. And their goal is to put on a play of Euripides using these Athenian soldiers.
I love this already.
When I heard that plot, I was like, this sounds like insane. You know, like a crazy, you know, story to even attempt, and it's done phenomenally. It's set in this ancient Greek island place, in this ancient Greek setting, but it's written in like a conversational Irish style when the characters talk to one another. So I don't know if you've seen or if the listeners have seen Banshees of Inisherin, but I
no,
liken,
you know what? I've never.
Yeah,
never
the relationship between Lampo and Gellin is similar to the relationship between the two leads in Banshees of Inisherin, where Gellin is very like stoic, and he's like, you know, I want to put on this play, and it's got to be perfect, and it's got to be right, and like, you know, this is like a really big moment for him, like his son died and his wife's left him, and he's like, you know, he's really clinging on to this as something to do.
Yeah.
Whereas Lampo is a lot more like, let's just get drunk and have fun, and we're having a crack, man, like it's all good. And the way they talk to one another and the way they kind of interact is probably like really the heart of the story, is their kind of relationship.
Oh, lovely.
But yeah, I don't want to say too much about how that, you know, play goes, because that's kind of the crux of a lot of the story.
Yeah,
but
of course,
I will say, much in the same way that, you know, when you think of a Greek play, you think of either comedy or tragedy.
Yeah.
This book is very much both very funny in places and very tragic in others.
Oh, really?
And it weaves those two together very, very well. You go from one chapter where you're like, there's an amazing chapter where they get a little bit of money that they, you know, meant to be using to buy their stuff for their play and buy their food and all this stuff. Lampo, who's never had money before, goes to the market and thinks, people are looking at me different now because they see this, you know, big sack of coins that I've got. And then there's a great line where he talks about how he goes into a place and the guy's showing him these super expensive, super nice crocodile skin shoes. And he says, I couldn't possibly get, I mean, what would I ever have need from? And then before I know it, I'm suddenly wearing them and I'm walking out and people are looking at me, and he's just so swept up and finally kind of getting this, you know, wealth for the first time in his life.
Right.
And so that's this hilarious chapter. And then, you know, the next chapter, Gellin's, you know, talking about how his dead wife and how he still sees people that look like her.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, like it kind of goes between these two in a very
roller coaster,
very interesting way. But yeah, I was enamored by it. It was it's not a super long book either, so if you're looking for a quicker read, I think it's, here we go, 288 pages.
Lovely. Specifics. I'm so sold on this book. Yes, I think it's just fantastic. It's,
yeah, I'm trying to think of this.
What's it called again?
It is called Glorious Exploits.
Glorious Exploits.
Yes, and we
great
have
name.
How many do we have? We have 6 in stock. I'm on the Scorpio website. Oh, right. I really got my
handy website you've got.
I know, you can buy online. Anyway, but yeah, it's very good. It just came out recently, and yeah, I mean, it's just, it's wonderful. These characters are so, they feel so alive. I mean, I feel like sometimes a lot of the other stuff I've read set in similar time periods is more like either just nonfiction history stuff or like not necessarily dry, but more, you know, it's about the epics of this world. Yeah, it's about the gods or the great tales. Well, this is a much more like kind of smaller scale story of just kind of these two people living in this world. I also really like the fact that, you know, these people live in this time period where like slavery exists and women aren't equals and like all of these things. And rather than make the two main characters like, well, the world's like that, but our two characters are good because they're have three.
Yeah,
it's like, no, they're kind of terrible too, you know? Like,
one
of them really likes this bartender who's like a slave. And so he wants to like go out and meet her, but he doesn't talk to her. He goes and talks to like the guy who runs the bar and is like, can I take your slave out? You know, like these people are also flawed and terrible because they would be, because they live in this world.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't make sense if you were like just made your main characters good just so the audience can like feel better, you know?
I do.
Yeah.
That does annoy me when like somehow the main character is
so like, good.
Yeah. Somehow like siloed from all morals.
It's like, it's these people exist in their time. Yeah. They're used to slaves. They don't they don't like love it, but they don't find it like deeply morally reprehensible.
Yeah,
they're like, that's a terrible thing that happens. Good thing it's not me.
It's the world they live in, really.
Yeah. And so I really like that. It makes the characters feel more accurate to their timeline, more real. It means you can kind of go along with them more, and like, you know, you don't think, I want to be like that guy, but
you do think of course,
I want to know what that guy's gonna do.
Yeah,
you know,
of course,
I need to read about him. So yeah, it's great.
Now, do you forget it's set in like, because it's like conversational?
Yeah,
do you forget it's like in ancient Greece.
I mean, in places, Sicily, sometimes, you know, like sometimes when it's just the characters like talking in a bar or something, you can kind of maybe put it away. But I think it's good. In, you know, even though it's in this like Irish conversational style, it's still the things they're talking about and like the worldview that they have is informed by this, right?
Yeah,
like they talk about the gods and they talk about how, you know, they've been slighted by certain gods for certain things and, you know, like all of the, I will say the way the food is written as well, I would very much recommend having a snack on deck because you will get hungry reading this book.
I don't even like
olives, but I've never wanted to eat an olive bread and cheese more in my life, you know, like the way they describe it is just like, oh my gosh, I need a little bit of salt on top. You're also gonna want to drink as well. They drink almost constantly, it's constantly just like red wine out of a goat skin, you know. And I'm like, the intellectual side of me goes, that's probably really nasty, but the like, romantic side of me goes, I could go for a swig of that right now, you know.
Oh no, it was like that at school, is like how good the Bible makes bread and wine sound.
Yeah.
They like, really, I just want to like devour bread and wine.
Bread and wine propaganda, you know?
Yeah.
Not that bread and wine isn't great. I mean, bread and wine is fantastic, but like, you know,
I knew that bloody Bible was written by Big Bread, wasn't it?
It was
on to them.
Did you not see the little sponsor by Tip Top at the bottom of everyone? It must just be on my one.
Now, speaking of, this is a really dumb point, but
that's fun.
This morning I said Summer had Irish goodbye'd this year.
Okay,
and now just with the theme of the Irish conversation and all that. Would you say this is an accurate statement?
Now that you say it, I never really thought, oh, it's starting to wind down. It just suddenly, it's like just cold now.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You're right. That's an astute point, Liam.
Thank you. That's really all I wanted out of that. Josh, as usual, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you
so much for joining me. One more time, what is is this book called?
It is called, I'm going to get the author name as well. It is called Glorious Exploits by Feridi Lenin. It's got like a yellow cover with a Greek vase on the front. There you go.
Yeah,
make it even easier
would.
To find.
Yeah.
And it's on the front table at Scorpio, so you know, you can't
Brilliant.
Miss it.
Well, to our audience out there, go check out Scorpio Books, because it's just always a great place to be. So really. True. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.